this is not an indictment on education. I want to say that first and foremost. The vast majority of our teachers in this state and in this nation are good. They go to work every day, they work hard, and they are there for the benefit of the students and parents that they are serving. And that's exactly what they do. This is not, again, an indictment on education. What this was born out of and inspired by was the fact that in every corner that we traveled in this state, we found ourselves being besieged by folks who were complaining about things that their students and their children were having to learn in public schools that were contrary to their own beliefs. We call it indoctrination, but it could be called many things. It could be called politicizing the classroom. You know, it could be called introducing things into the classroom that don't belong there. But we see that in every corner, and we've received numerous complaints about it, both while we were on the campaign and since we've been Lieutenant Governor. And so thinking about how we could tackle the problem, we realized one thing. We realized heretofore there has not been a place where this data could be bought to, disseminated, and compiled. And that's what we're seeking to do with this task force. We want this task force to be a resource for parents and students who feel that they are unable to tackle the issues that they are facing in their schools. And trust me, folks, that is happening in this state. It is happening in this nation. There are parents and teachers who are literally afraid to speak up against school boards, against principals, against administrators. And folks, that has got to stop. School is supposed to be a safe place where people can go for the purpose of instruction. And that's what we need to make sure is happening. We need to bring some equity, and we need to make sure there's equity in the classroom and that people are being treated fairly. And that's what this task force is intended to do.